I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
And now a star is born. On June 2nd, 1955, the world welcomed little baby Dana Carvey.
Okay, Mom, you need to push it out. It's a girly man.
Well, isn't that special?
Dana Carvey, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's employers stepped up their hiring in May, adding an impressive 339,000 jobs. The report from the government reflected the job market's resilience after more than a year of rapid interest rate increases by the Fed. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from 3.4%. Tropical Storm Arlene, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, has now formed in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say the cyclone is heading due south toward the western tip of Cuba. National Hurricane Center forecasters say Arlene has sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 701 points, the NASDAQ gained 139, and the S&P 500 adding 61. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up Faith and Family exclusively with new episodes each week starting June the 1st. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Talk to 93.1 of MWACV. The media thinks the Republicans are picking on the president because he fell down. Because, you know, it's awfully hard to see a sandbag when you're walking. I mean, they're just so tiny. While he was trying to do that ridiculous skip and fell on his butt for about the 10th time since he's been in the White House. This is what you can expect from Joe. All right, quiet listeners on the line.
Hello, Greg.
Hi, what's up?
I was just calling. You were talking about woke corporations earlier. Well, now you got woke government even more here in Montgomery. This is near and dear to my heart. Montgomery Police Department, if you go to their Facebook page,
yes,
they've got a police badge on there that's got the pride flag on it.
Oh.
And instead of going out and serving the citizens of Montgomery, instead of going out and enforcing the laws of Montgomery, now they've got to take a stand. That's not what they're paid to do. That's not what they're expected to do.
It's not.
That's for the citizens to do. And instead, they're taking their stand.
And what's sad is, if any of those officers spoke up about their real feelings about it, they would lose their jobs.
Correct. And what people do in the privacy of their own homes, that's their business.
Exactly. Why do I need to know? I don't want to know who anybody's sleeping with.
That's right. And you know, they don't celebrate heterosexual month.
No.
Now they're going to celebrate this. And they're a police agency. They're a law enforcement agency. They're not here to go out and support one group over another.
Exactly.
It's not right. It's wrong. And they wonder why their agency has gone down over the past 10 years. This is why.
Thank you for pointing that out to us. Really appreciate it. We were hoping that this man would call, Mr. Right on the Money, Rat McDonald from Invista Advisors. And saw a lot of green today, but is it really as exciting as it appears?
Boy, I tell you, what a crazy, crazy report this morning. You know, we called in early this morning to report on it, and we're hoping we could get to you this afternoon because we've done a lot of additional research on this, and it really is quite fascinating, Greg. First of all, the headline number was obviously very, very strong, but the reason the market is reacting like it was today is because they see this wage inflation number of 4.3 that was a little bit less, and they're getting this idea that, okay, maybe things are, you know, starting to lighten up on the inflation front, let's say, and the economy is doing well because the jobs market's still strong, and the Fed may end up having to pause at some point, and so the market really sort of took that as good news, obviously combined as well with this debt ceiling limit looking like it's going to pass through the Senate and become law. But as we peeled this thing back further, what's really, really fascinating to us is that we have to remember, and this is a little complex, but you look at the non-farm payroll number, which is what was reported today, 330,000 jobs or whatever the number was, huge, huge number. That was obviously a very hot number. Couple of points. First of all, if you look at civilian jobs, okay, civilian jobs, think about small businesses. That number was down 310,000 jobs, down a decline for the month of May. This is the widest margin we have seen going back nearly 50 years on this kind of data. This tells us something isn't right at all. So you look at a discrepancy or the gap of over 600,000 jobs between those two different readings. And what it tells us is that you're seeing very large corporations who have the money, who have been continuing to hire, have done so. However, when you look at the hours worked in the number that was reported today, it was substantially lower than estimated. So in layman's terms, it means big companies have been hiring for some time. They have the money. They were worried. They want the workers because it's been a tight labor market. But all of a sudden now the workers they have and the workers they have hired are working far less than they have been. That's usually a precursor to a declining economy, which corroborates all the other data we see. Combine that with the fact that we now see a small business owners and civilian jobs that didn't go up but declined by 310,000 jobs. That is a really massive red flag to us.
Right.
And the thing that makes this a little worse is that, yes, in wage inflation was 4.3% year-over-year increase. However, the CPI or the PCE numbers that we've been saying have been coming in at around 4.9, which means that the average worker is barely keeping up with the rate of inflation, and really is not, if you get technical about it. So I think more than anything, when we see these numbers and we peel these back, and by the way, I've had multiple phone calls today with other national economists, friends of mine, and they are all saying the same thing. This is a big head scratcher. Why the market is rallying on this, I don't know. But to us, it's a very, very, very cautious number that's highly indicative of a rapidly decelerating economic growth. And remember, jobs as well are a lagging indicator. They're not a forward indicator. They follow. And so we suspect this big gap that I'm talking about is probably going to get a whole heck of a lot worse as we go through the next few months.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I mean, of course, you know how the media is going to spin it. Look at this great economy Joe Biden's building. But like, for example, the wage growth number that came out today, is that keeping up with inflation? It didn't look like it to me.
No.
Mm-hmm. See, so what's the big celebration here? And
I think the celebration, the market is trying to connect dots, and they're hoping that maybe things aren't as bad, and maybe, you know, the Fed is probably getting closer to a peak in rates and could potentially start to cut. But on the flip side of that, I think what the market is ignoring, again, I want to repeat what I said, a 310,000 job decline
right.
in small business jobs.
See, that's bad.
That is huge. That is massive. That's the kind of stuff you see in a full-blown recession. So when you combine the two and you see an over 600,000 job gap between the two, the only logical explanation for it, and this is it, is that larger corporations, which typically lag the real economy, have been in hiring mode, but their workers are not working as much as they used to, and these employers can no longer pay these workers as much as what they need to keep up with inflation. It's just not a good, it's not a good smorgasbord, I can tell you. It's just really not. So, again, after dialing through and peeling back through these numbers and really taking a substantial deep dive on it, we've come away from this feeling even more cautious than we were going into the number today.
Well, Brant, that's what we count on you for, man, because anybody can read a number off a screen. Like right now, the Dow says up 701. And so, oh, well, that's good. I do not have a good feeling about this. I was able, thanks to listening to you for all these years, able to see some things in there that didn't make sense to me. So you give us the backstory, and that's so important, having a real understanding of what's going on here, because the media is only going to give you one side. And this show, this day, we are not media, okay? We are independent thinkers. And we appreciate you taking time out of your busy Friday to join us this afternoon, my friend.
Yes, for sure. Gorgeous day. We got a practice game tonight, so we're gearing up for that. Hey, y'all have a great weekend. And I look forward to chatting with you on Monday.
You got it, my friend. Take care and say hi to your beautiful bride.
Always. I sure will.
Thanks.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You know, Brant was talking about small businesses and employment issues there and jobs. The reality is, first of all, we know that big tech has cut loose tens of thousands of people this year. Where these jobs are coming from, I don't know. But you look at almost any local business, they've all got a help wanted sign out there. Why is that? Where is that employable group of people? In fact, our friends, the McMahons.
Yeah.
At Turf Stalkers. You know, they came out with us to help launch the business, get people interest. They do phenomenal work with lawns and edging. And, oh, my God, I have a driveway that glows in the dark. Their pressure washing is that good. And it's growing. But they need to find people that can join the team. And it's tough. By the way, if you are interested and I just love the McMahons. I consider everybody in that family a good friend.
Yeah.
558-1611. And maybe you know somebody that needs a job this summer. Work for stand-up people and who will treat you right. Feel free to recommend them to somebody. That's Turf Stalkers, 558-1611. You can also look up all their information on the Facebook. What are we doing here at 416? It's been nice to get some calls. Yeah. We're hoping that we're going to squeeze Jay Quinlan in at some point. We're just going to have fun with her. First of all, we're going to make it real clear that we're very happy she's been able to attend a conference in Destin.
Yeah.
In fact, I know a bunch of people that went down there this week and not last week, I guess, to avoid crowds. So we are hoping, let me see, maybe she texted me back. Because I said, can you join us today for some fun and games? Here's the wily feminine answer I got. Possibly, LOL. But what does that mean?
Possibly, LOL.
Well, I mean, we're possibly on the air till 6.
Yeah.
So I need kind of, can you ballpark that possibly for me? Can you pencil it in? Because we got, I got real or fake Florida headlines. We got little get or drunk adult, all kinds of, I want to have some fun today. And it is All Request Friday, so 272-9228. If there's something in our vest. By the way, this is embarrassing. Now, I know it's run way over budget, and it's gotten a lot of criticism. But the whitewater part, that's for people who do the rafting thing.
I guess. I thought it was a water park.
So did I. I think that's the big reason so many people are... Because a water park is something that a private company should decide to build, and an area that really needs a water park. This is for people who whitewater raft.
Yeah.
And it looks incredibly authentic. My friend Heidi has been out there and sent me a video clip, and it's very impressive. It's a shame, though. Like anything else, the cost overruns and stuff like that. But let's not go there. Let's just, I guess it's close to being open. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Biden did not just fall down. He falls down a lot. Yes, he does. I totally agree with that comment that somebody just texted me from the Tomb of the Unknown phone number. 418, back to the traffic dungeon. Rich's forecast coming up. And for you know what and giggles, some Tim Hawkins.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, authorities have just reopened Mulberry right near East 5th Street. It was shut down earlier because of an accident there with injuries. They are still trying to clear that accident and are about to. They've got a second accident, Carter Hill at Mulberry. It's caused a lot of problems. They're in the process of trying to get that one wrapped as well. Might still want to avoid those areas for just a bit if you can. Light to mostly moderate traffic all over the city. We're busy all around the boulevard. Taylor Road, understand we might have a problem on East Chase Parkway. Use caution if you're headed out that way to shop or to do any business this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, make sure that you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Liveoak Insurance, 4791 East Main in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a forecast that'll start to sound more and more familiar every day. Look for a few random pop-up evening storms. They will fade away in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, hot again with a high around 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. And both days, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, but they will be few and far between. Then not much change on Monday and Tuesday, lower 90s for a high, risk of widely scattered storms, and lots of humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Baby, I know what love means to you.
The party is through. It's just me and you. Everyone has left our home. Girl, we're finally alone. Wave goodbye to the guests. You know what's next. I understand. We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years. I know what you want, my dear. I'll go get the vacuum and take it from here. I clean up for you like you want me to. See, turn off all the lights in a VO.
Tim Hawkins, 877-927-9228. If there's something we could play that might bring a smile to your face, because the news certainly is not. Although there is one story I'm glad to share with you. The Democrat-led Senate rejected Biden's student loan bailout. A stinging rebuke. It should have never been out there in the first place. It's nothing more than political pandering, buying votes to idiots who overborrowed and studied and got degrees that put them in a situation where they're never going to be able to pay it back. And somehow, those loans are immune to the bankruptcy laws of our country. You know, maybe if there was better advice being given to people when they're applying for these loans, like, okay, what's your career plan? How much do you want to borrow? Maybe they might think twice about going six figures into debt. There are people making house payments for student debt into their 30s and 40s. That's crazy. Especially if the money you invested in that education produced a degree that had... Look, there's nothing wrong with making a modest salary. There are jobs that you take in this world and you know there's a limit as to how much you're going to make. But we need people who will take those jobs. So I really think that this is, and because the government, there's just no end to government money, right? But to tell us who paid our bills that we are going to have to help foot the bill of $400 billion in relief for people who, you get no sympathy from me at all. I'm sorry. You just don't. This is a great time, though, to learn a lesson in personal responsibility.
And I'm glad they're doing something about those universities that were predatory in putting those loans out there to people they knew could not pay them back.
I am beginning to think that our school system, from the university level down to kindergarten, needs a complete enema.
Yes.
They are propaganda centers. We are, the schools seem to operate we're 15 family schools here. We're producing and graduating kids who can't read past third grade, who can't do fundamental math, have no concept of basic civics or anything about American history. I mean, or what they're being taught is that we are a bad country.
Yeah.
And we know that's true. And the thing is, do you think any other country on this planet is teaching their students that their country sucks?
No.
Germany has to own its history, but they outlawed Nazism. Can't teach it. Can't display it. But they own it. That's part of it. But that's why they call it history. The idea is to not repeat it. But here? Wow. You know, this juvenile, infantile, left-wing response to everything. Oh, you're a Nazi. Trump is Hitler. Really? Make that case. Just give me one example. Make that case. There's such lowlifes. There's such contemptible bigots. So, I've been reading off the website, The Athletic. Because now, instead of covering player movement and who's hurt and which team is turning it around, which is what I like to read and which is why I bought this, and before the end of the show, I may cancel my subscription. Because all I'm getting is Pride Night, why the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence do good work. Yeah. Just amazing. I am already, get out of here. Just stop it. 50 cents a week. I think they've lowered their price, actually. I had this article. Are the Angels doing enough? So what's the deal here? As Pride Month begins, amid a turbulent time in baseball for LGBTQ plus acceptance. No, I totally disagree. It's because it's not about acceptance. Acceptance, I think, is where most people are at. Live your life, be who you want to be with, behind closed doors, and that's it. I can't flaunt my sexuality, especially in the workplace, because then that's called harassment. This is harassment. It's not just live and let live. It's, no, we have a ideology here that you better embrace. And these companies that are harangued into participating in this are paying dearly for it. So, the Angels will offer a Pride Night ticket package that comes with a rainbow hat, with a portion of the ticket proceeds going to Orange County Pride, a nonprofit located in Santa Ana. The Angels said they will have several local LGBTQ organizations setting up booths for fans to visit outside Gate 5. The team said the groups will be on hand to provide resources and help raise awareness and promote acceptance. I guess they're all doing it.
Phyllis, call back. We lost you.
Yeah, what happened, Phyllis? I'm feeling rejected, and I can't afford that emotionally right now. Let's talk about, now that we have, as Rich Thomas warned us a week ago, he says, you're going to love Memorial Weekend. The weather's going to be fantastic, but don't be fooled, because the really hot weather is around the corner, and guess what? We're turning that corner this weekend. I did almost 5 miles on the bike today, and I was a puddle. Greg Puddle. But it was nice to go in my air-conditioned home. Last September, we bought a new system from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. At that point, I had gone on the budget plan with Alabama Power and Light because our electric bills were like $400 or more. And even though they were tuning our old system, it was clearly time to change. 18 years or 19 years, I think it lasted. Anyway, we had the new system installed, and I'm comparing the bill from a year ago, because this is when it really started to get out of control, to the one this month. We are down $349 from a year ago. Wow.
That's outstanding.
This new system is incredible. It's got a digital display. When you tap in whatever you expect from the thermostat, you get an immediate result, and the air seems fresh, clean, and it doesn't make any noise. When the old one was running, you kind of get used to a sound around the house. This one, now you double check to make sure it's working, even though you know it is, because it's that quiet. It's really terrific and so energy efficient. And we have gone green without giving up an iota of comfort. And that's the goal, you know, to keep your costs down and keep your family comfortable. So, oh, and by the way, plumbers, Clark's employees, some truly amazing people who can diagnose any situation and come up with a plan. And Clark's also invested in equipment that can do like a plumbingoscopy underneath your home. Those are the real expensive repairs you want to avoid, so they can do a checkup and find out how all of that network of infrastructure is doing. Call 277-2125 for questions on any of those items, or get yourself a membership so you know the best in the business. Or a phone call away when you need them. And with that membership, you get 2 annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Lots happening on the roads. Here's Skipper.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, currently we have heavy traffic on East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to I-85. Very busy on East South Boulevard. Narrow lane over to Woodley and on down to the Troy Highway. Taylor Road, a lot of congestion there. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown. And authorities are still trying to wrap two accidents, one Carter Hill at Mulberry and the other Mulberry at East 5th Street. Use caution if you're in those areas. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
1819 News.
Last night in the U.S. Senate, both of Alabama's senators voted no on the national debt limit bill that was negotiated between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden. Tuberville called it a bad, bad deal, and Senator Katie Britt says the U.S. currently has a national debt of $32 trillion, which continues to grow each minute. Britt said that if the U.S. leadership does not change the financial trajectory of government spending, the American dream will be unattainable to our children. Britt offered several amendments to that bill, but was voted down by Democrats. The bill still passed the U.S. Senate despite the no votes of Tuberville and Britt, and now heads to Biden's desk for signature. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
A truck driver from Athens is being hailed a hero for his quick thinking while driving along Interstate 65 near Coleman. Bradley Edwards saw the tanker truck in front of him veer off the road and flip over along the embankment. Edwards and another driver stopped their rigs and ran to pull the driver out as gasoline came pouring out of the tanker. Edwards spoke to Way 31 News.
Well, the only thing I could think of was get the driver out of the truck. Get it out of the truck as fast as humanly possible, because if that truck goes up in flames, well, we're all not going to be here anyway. It was just instinct. When you see something like that happen, if you can help, you go help.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Hey, y'all, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. I haven't always been a drafter. I grew up in the radio TV broadcasting business in Pensacola, which is why I know the value of advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting. And you know the first thing you do when you get in the car is turn on the radio. Blue Water Broadcasting gets results. Big Block Designs has grown because we advertise with Blue Water. It works. Want to grow your business? You should too. Have a better day.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a forecast that'll start to sound more and more familiar every day. Look for a few random pop-up evening storms. They will fade away in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, hot again with a high around 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. And both days, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, but they will be few and far between. Then not much change on Monday and Tuesday. Lower 90s for a high, risk of widely scattered storms, and lots of humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
What up, man?
How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man. You always get a visit from something, Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something.
said she was domineering. Tried to take her diamond earrings. Said that she was profiteering. Soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire. Took a knife, slashed his tires. Pulled up on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, brother, fall on fire. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. He can. One day he had all he could handle. Threw a fit and caused a scandal. Broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested. Got thrown out from repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
Our old buddy Something Claus, Kenan, what's his name from SNL? Why can't I remember? Thompson from SNL from a bit many years ago. And playing something festive on a hot day like this just seemed like it might be fun. And I hope that worked for you.
No.
Okay, well, I tried. So I am so old, I can remember as a kid, wow, would I love to go to Splash Mountain at Disneyland. This is before Disney World was even built. But they're closing it for good this week. Okay, 34 years after it opened. Not because it gave somebody a panic attack or it was deemed unhealthy. No. Again, the George Floyd influence. Racism. Because it was based on the 1946 movie Song of the South, which now Disney feels very guilty about ever having produced. So you close the attraction. Now, the idea of the attraction isn't to... Why couldn't you turn it into Little Mermaid Splash Mountain? Or something else? Why does it even have to be anything? It's a fun ride. It's really cool. So rather than redo it with a different theme that makes you feel less guilty about your racist past, Disney, why not just change it so you can keep the ride intact? That makes no sense to me. The hell are they thinking? Well, their shareholders are going to want to know that soon enough. Hello, Phyllis.
Well, hello, Greg.
How can we help you?
Well, I had to hang up just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were discussing about the transgender situation and yes. All of that. My idea with that is before they allow any person to have to say that, oh, I'm a man stuck in a woman's body, make them do a DNA test. Check those chromosomes and see if they really are stuck in a man's body.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If you are dressing like a girl and doing feminine things like Dylan Mulvaney and his bath and all that, you may be pretending to be a girl, but you're not a girl, you're not a woman, because Dylan Mulvaney and many of these characters still have their junk, if I may be that blunt. When you're willing to get rid of that, let's have a conversation. But why does anybody even need to know that about you? It's not necessary. We need transgender. Where did this come from? This wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, there's a transgender guy person on some magazine cover.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
That's Glamour magazine. Yeah, they got a pregnant dude.
That's not a dude.
Trying to make
she
a point.
She still has her junk.
Yeah. It's just like the guy in the bathing suit issue of Sports Illustrated. Hey, lose the package, pal, and then I'll take you seriously as somebody who is trapped in a woman's body. And there yet we have hospitals and so many places around the country that are totally willing to mutilate kids who aren't old enough to make a sound decision on this. Can't get a tattoo till you're 18, but we'll take your breasts out, little girl. I mean, this is sick.
It is. Hey, you run a good show, Greg. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
Phyllis.
Not too many people call it, but I think that's because, from what I hear, like at Baumhauer's and stuff, there's a lot of people that can't take the news anymore because they're being assaulted. Their senses, their common sensibilities are being assaulted every day by something else they're supposed to believe.
Which reminds me, somebody wants to hear the Prozac bit because of that.
Oh, well, I'll play that out of the very depressing top of the hour news. How about that?
All right.
I'm trying to get Jaqueline on. She's been at a conference in Destin. So if she's in Florida, she should be eager to play Real or Fake Florida Headlines. A fun game that everybody can play.
Sure.
Yeesh. Hey, while we're on the topic, let me talk about Montgomery Men's Health. Let's talk about things. I once had one of my many therapists explain that for men, we're just snap your fingers, we're ready to go, baby, and it doesn't work like that. That is a rather sophisticated plumbing operation there. And it can be affected by all kinds of things. Weight, diet, alcohol, drugs, age. But all of those things are medical conditions that can be fixed, but they're not going to fix themselves when you're having issues. Maybe you just feel like you're slugging your way through the day. What happened? I wasn't like this 6 months ago. Well, it could just be your body naturally slowing down production of testosterone. But that is a condition that can be changed, and it has to be changed by somebody who specializes in men's health issues. A board-certified urologist at Montgomery Men's Health. For $99, you can get a test that could change your life in all the right ways. 440-3663. Get that T-level check. If it's low, they can make immediate adjustments. If there's other issues, ED, libido, and so forth, they can address those and provide solutions that really work. Not theories, not gas station miracles, real medical solutions for a real medical condition, by the way, that is dealt with by millions of men in this country. And by the way, other issues, stress, financial, all of those things can directly affect that part of your life. So you can either ignore it or do something, take a positive step. And that's calling Montgomery Men's Health. 440-3663. Or MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com. T-Spear.
Okay. This is not a pleasant thought. When that man who is on the cover of the magazine can give birth to a baby through his penis, then I will believe that a man can give birth. Until then, that person is a woman, and she will always be female. Regardless as to whether or not she wants to look that way. She will be a female for the rest of her life, regardless as to whatever else happens. Just like Dylan Mulvaney, even if he chooses to chop off his genitals, he will genetically be a male. Whether he likes it or not, he will be a male.
Yeah, he is. He's a male, and this whole pretense, it's kind of pathetic. It really is.
And we need some laughter. And let's get some laughter at the expense of the poor guy who hit the little old lady driving down the road in a rainstorm, if we could.
Oh, boy. Okay, the accident witness. I will try and get that on for you. Thank you, Taste
so
Bear.
You
too. Hi, who is this? Hello? Anybody home? Yeah, I know who you were. And we're going to star 69 your number. While we're getting this promo for our friend Cam Marston.
There's definitely people within teams that just don't want to play the role of a leader. They don't want that responsibility. But if you're willing to take it on and be that leader, then it's very fruitful for you.
In continued What's Working tradition, I interview my children as they graduate from high school. That's my son, Spencer. We talk leadership, sports, AI, his generation's view of work, the workplace, and the world. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Getting a Cam back on our show. He's a good guy. He's the one, by the way, the new Boom magazine is out, riverregionboom.com. And I hope it gives you the history of the News Talk Breakfast Special. By the way, how many hits did we get on that today? It was just a funky thing we put together using many ingredients and grilled in the skillet in the back room. And it's very important for us to at least get 150 or 165. Couldn't we get 200? It's really a great sandwich. A carefully over-easy egg with a firm but not liquidy yolk. A Slocum tomato, Wright's bacon cooked to perfection with real cheddar, real sharp cheddar cheese on grilled artisanal bread. A lot of people that looked at it liked it. This is important to us. Rich, Thomas, and I, our self-esteem is based on your reaction to this sandwich. In case you didn't know. And you can find it on my Facebook page along with the Boom Magazine column that gives the history behind the News Talk Breakfast Special. 10 things that were normal 25 years ago but are a luxury now. Concert tickets. Technology has made a lot of things better and more accessible, but its effect on concert tickets is definitely not one of them. Here's one that belongs on this list. Single-income families buying a home. That's how America was. I tell you, I really think there's a lot to be said for that. But some people overbuy. They both got to work, and they're barely making a mortgage payment. Is everybody? Gary?
No. Good afternoon.
Hey,
Self,
Gary.
Self-imposed title, I may be Elmore County's oldest Brooklyn Dodger fan. I knew when they left Flatbush they were going to no good.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sitting down here on my tractor, and I just remembered. Tomorrow morning, the Daylily Society, those fine folks, if you want to see pretty flowers and bulbs, they are having their annual sale in front of the Eastbrook Flea Market. So if anyone likes bulbs, flowers, not just daylilies, they have a little of everything, and they're the nicest folks. Starts about 8 o'clock, so if you get a chance, come by and see them. Even the old geezer's going to buy a few this time.
Well, you know what? We love it when people show pride in their hometown and things that are going on there, and those calls are always welcome here on this show, pal.
Well, you have a good day and a good weekend, and don't come in Saturday or Sunday.
Thanks, Gary. Okay.
I don't have to because I'm here anyway. We have a couple of replays that run over the weekend. You know, the kind of in case you missed it sort of show. Somebody called Ron DeSantis at some rally today an effing fascist, and his comeback was brilliant. You're in over your head when you are provoking somebody like that, who will not give you the reaction you want, who will not get all crazy, just tell you, you know, very calmly why you're wrong. I wish Trump would do that a little more frequently. And I wish Trump would start owning up to some of the mistakes he promises not to repeat. Don't ever give control of the country to somebody like Fauci again. We're still paying for that, a terrible price for that. On the other hand, we know that you didn't really want to do what he was suggesting. You thought, you know, let's reopen by Easter, and the media laughed at you. This is a pandemic. We have them every year. It's the flu. It's the bird flu. It's the avian flu. It's something. There's always... That's why we have immune systems. The whole idea... We are going to be so embarrassed at some point that we actually obeyed the 6 foot apart things. And wearing masks outdoors. Just insane crap. And let by demanded by a man who at one time said, no, there's no reason to wear a mask. Oh, no, there are reasons to wear a mask. Every day it was a different piece of advice from that little clown. All right, it is 4:56. Let's take a quick look, if I may, at Jack Ingram. This is a big... Oh, wow, they have beefed up inventory again. 514 new used and certified pre-owned vehicles. Let me make a quick stop at Tip Tame's signature used cars and talk about some values there. They have 6 vehicles. And you can get the details on the payment plan that they offer at Jack Ingram. Under, in some cases, $200 a month and a whole bunch just above that, including a 2011 Lexus RX 350, which is a really awesome SUV. I'm not just saying this to insult somebody because this is my taste, but I think the 2011 Lexus RX, design-wise, has the more recent additions all beat. Fantastic lines. I drove at least half a dozen RXs in its 330 phase and absolutely loved it. Great experience. By the way, they have a lot of SUVs. Signature pre-owned. These are cars that have been vetted, man. They've been checked 17 ways from Sunday for things like vehicle history, interior issues, and then they're sent to the mechanics, and the mechanics are told, we want you to look at 108 different reasons why we shouldn't sell this car. And if they can't find one, then and only then does the Jack Ingram name go on the back. So whether it's the signature used or the value car lot, you are looking at vehicles where every possible step has been taken to make sure they're ready for delivering thousands of reliable driving miles. We are 8-time purchasers, and we've never had a significant issue with any of them other than regular maintenance. And I put new tires on my current Rogue from Jack Ingram because I put 40,000 miles on it. It was time. So shop with confidence. They're on the Boulevard. 6 great brands, Mercedes, Porsche, Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi. And you can see them all at jackingram.com. Jeff?
Hey, have you seen the latest shot in the foot that Budweiser's done? They donated $200,000 to the LBGQ666.
Who did this?
Budweiser.
Oh, they donated more?
Anheuser-Busch has donated over $200,000 to the LBGQ stuff.
I would support them if they were donating $200,000 to our local animal shelters. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
And when are the shareholders going to wake the fork up and hold these people accountable? They are destroying their company's value with this garbage.
I mean, instead of doing something to be smart, they get worse.
Yeah, no, they're not learning. They're not on a fast learning curve, are they? Jeff, thanks for the call. We've got traffic, SRN news, and then the exciting third hour.
Yeah.
Because it's our last hour.
Uh-huh.
Shut up. 272-9228.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here.